Bezal Shem Spoch, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Tam and the category of the Hilchas Mezuzah in the Seva Hav of the Book of Love, which in this Perek we finish off the Halachas of Mezuzah, specifically discussing the stipulations that are necessary to be obligated in the Halacha Mezuzah. So Rambam begins Halacha Af regarding there's 10 conditions. Asar Tanoim Yesh Babayis, there's 10 Tanoim in a house. V'achach Yishchayv HaDarbay, and then the one who's living there is going to be obligated to Lasla Mezuzah to make a Mezuzah. If one of these conditions are missing, Potem the Mezuzah is exempt from putting up this scroll called the Mezuzah. Ve'elehim, and they are. Sheba Abba Amas al Abba Amas. The room, the house has to be 4 Amas squared. Or yes, or more than that. Mezuzah should have 2 doorposts. Ve'elehim, mashk, v'shab, a lintel, which is the beam that goes on top of the entryway. V'elehim, doors. The gate has to be a height of 10 handbreadths or more. Via bayis choil, the house has to be unconsecrated. Via asal diras odin has to be made for the dwelling of a person. The asal diras kavod has to be made for a dwelling that's in a dignified manner. And the asal diras keva has to be made for a permanent residence. Those are the 10 stipulations to be obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. As Rambam goes through in details all these 10 things. Halacha beis discusses the halacha of dalet amas. If the room, the home, does not have an area of 4 amas squared, potem in the mezuzah is exempt from the mitzvah mezuzah because it's not considered a bayis because it's too small. And the Torah says a mezuzah is beisach, has to be a bayis. Now, b'im yesh bo kidei l'rabeya. Now, but if you have the area that you could square it, 4 amas al 4 amas b'shava, to be exactly 4 amas by 4 amas squared. So even though it's not a perfect square, even though it's round, or it's a pentagon, it's 5 corners, I have to say, if it had 4 sides, it just was not a square, it was a rectangle. The length was more than the width, where you don't have in the width 4 amas, but the length compensates to make it, if you take the total area, it would be, if you squared it 4 by 4, so, since you have the area of 4 amas squared, it's going to be obligated in the mezuzah. Halacha gimel regarding the next stipulation of 2 doorposts. So, achsadra. What is achsadra? It's somewhat of a porch, but it's like an area that has 3 walls and a roof. So, although in the fourth side, which is where you enter from, there's 2 pillars. One would think maybe that's like a doorway. No, Peturim and Mezuzah is exempt from Mezuzah. Because these pillars, Lahamed HaTikre Mezuzah, they're made just to support the roof. They weren't made as doorposts. And hence, you don't have an entryway with 2 side posts. So too, if you have a roof without walls, it just has, as many open gazebos have, where it has pillars all around on all 4 sides. Afbi shikatabnis bais, although it has the structure of a house, patur, it's going to be exempt. The fishel mezuzah doesn't have doorposts. Sheilo amudim, because these pillars, although technically you could say that it's like a side post, no, lahamana tirke mesum, they're made just to support the roof, and therefore it does not qualify for the mezuzahs, which is the name of the side post, not the scroll that we say the mitzvah mezuzah, and hence it would not be obligated in the mitzvah. Regarding the lintel and regarding the height of the gate of the entryway. So, but if there's a house that has doorposts on either side, and the kipo kemin keshes al shtei mezuzos. So you have a dome that's on like a bow, like a rainbow, like a archway on the 2 side posts. Bim kaimamash, if taking the place of a generic lintel, which is generally straight, is horizontal. But if you have the height, which is the other stipulation, of the side post, 10 tefachim or more, it's going to be obligated mezuzah. But if it does not have a height of 10 tefachim, it's going to be exempt, because you don't have a lintel. Why? Because since the height of the mezuzah are not 10 tefachim, and you're going to combine the dome that's rounds out for the height of the side post, so then you're missing from the lintel. So because it can't be both, it can't be the side post and the lintel at the same time. So if it's less than that and you're arching, you have to have the height of 10, and at the same time then you're not going to be having a lintel. So that tells us actually both these halachas in this interesting case, which it can't be both, therefore would be invalid. Halacha hey, regarding the obligation of having a roof and of having doors. So bayis she'en li tikra, a house that does not have a roof, part of the mezuzah exempt from the mezuzah. Let's say some of the building was roofed and some of it was not. That if the area that is roofed of 4 amas by 4 amas was by the area of the opening of the entryway, so what you do is you first put up the doors, because the doors are a prerequisite, and then you put up the mezuzahs in such a situation. Halacha above regarding that the house has to be unconsecrated. So harabais, the gate, the doorways of the Temple Mount, which is what the Beis Hamikdash was built on, halashachas, the chambers, vazogas, and the courtyards, and what the kenesias, what the midrashas, and regarding shuls and study halls, she'im ben beisdiru, which there's no apartment there in the shul complex. So Peturin, all these are exempt. L'fishem kodesh, because these are holy areas, and it says mezuzah beisecha, you, the common man, not a holy house. That there's no chiv mezuzah. Now, regarding the shuls of the villages, by where they didn't have place to put up guests, they would sleep in the shul building. It's obligated mezuzah because it's not all consecrated. You have this regular dwelling over there. And so too the shuls of the cities, if it did have a dwelling place, let's say for the one in charge of the shul who would live over there, then it would be obligated because there's a regular living quarters over there in the building. All the gates that were in the base of Mikdash, lahayla mezuzas, they didn't have mezuzas because we say because they were holy. Chutz mishar nikanor, except for the nikanor gate, which is the eastern gate of the Ezras Yisrael. V'shalev finim emenu, anything that's from within that. Why? So to v'shalishkas parhedrin, which means the room of the officer's appointment, because at one point in history they were paying their way to become the Kohen Gadol, hence they got the name of the officer of the king. But the main idea is Menesha Lishka Hazis, because that chamber of the Lishka Spahedron, it was the dwelling place of the high priest during the 7 days when they would separate him, preparing for the Avodah Yom Kippurim. And because that chamber is obligated mezuzah because there was a dwelling place over there, so then Shar Nikaner also, because that's an entryway that opens up into that area, which ultimately ends up into that innermost area where the chamber is. And as we'll see in the next halacha, that's the idea of when you have something opening into something else that is obligated mezuzah, so too the outer ways that enter into that would also be obligated. Halacha Zayin, regarding that it has to be a dwelling of a person. So based on Tevin, regarding a place that's designated for storing straw, and people don't live over there, or Beis HaBakar, the place of where the barn, where the animals are kept, or Beis HaEtzem, the place of where the wood is, or Beis HaTzelach, the place where they store wine, oil, and similar things, Petuchim and the mezuzah, they're exempt from having mezuzah on that room. Shenemekah says in the Pasuk, Beis Echa, you should put on mezuzahs of your house. Beis HaMiyuchad Lecha, it means a house that's designated for you, which is made for the dwelling of a person. Prat Leila excludes the things which are not meant for people, Ukei Yitzvahem, or similar types of things. Regarding the barn of the cattle, but if the women sit over there, they adorn themselves, they put on their makeup over there, and they get all adorned over there, then would be obligated mezuzah, because there is a designation for it, even though it's a barn, for the habitation of a person. Beishar, regarding the room of the gateway, which they would make a small little booth by the gateway of the courtyard where the guard would sit over there, or achsadra, which we described before, that little type of a porch, or mepesa, which also similar, it's a porch that was on the second story, which all the different apartments would open up into, or vagino, the garden, vadir, and the corral, which is where they would keep the sheep. All these are betrum and the mezuzah, are exempt from mezuzah, and they masum ladir, they're not meant, no one lives in those areas. However, if let's say the apartments that are obligated mezuzah open up into these areas, well then chayav mezuzah, then there would be obligated mezuzah, again because of this idea, when you're entering into something else that ultimately enters into something else that's obligated mezuzah, that is also obligated in the mezuzah. Halachachatz, lafigur therefore. Echad shar chatzeres, whether you're talking about the gateways of the courtyards, even though it's not roofed. Vechad shar mevayis, or whether it's the gateways of the alleyways. Vechad shar medinas vayores, whether the gateways of the countries, the states and the cities. Hakol chayim mezuzah, all obligated mezuzah. Why? Shareibat mechayam mezuzah besuchim atzeichem. Because the house that obligated mezuzah opened up into these areas and these into those areas, and therefore afil asara pesachim, even 10 entryways that besuch lezeh, one open to the other. Hoyel vapanimi chayim mezuzah, since the innermost, which is how you get there, is obligated mezuzah. Kulam chayim, all the outer ones are going to be obligated mezuzah. Neza Amr for this, they said, Shad HaPasuch Menegin L'Chatzer, the gate that opens up from the garden to the courtyard, Chayi B'Mezuzah, because, like we said, the Chatzer is Chayi because it opens up to the Bay, so going from the garden to the Chatzer would be Chayi B'Mezuzah. Halacha Tes, regarding that it has to be a dwelling of dignity, and it has to be a dwelling that's permanent. So Beis HaKiseh, the lavatory, the bathroom, Beis HaMerchatz, the bathhouse, Beis HaTefillah, the mikvah, Beis HaBursiki, where they do for the tanning of the hides of the animals. Okay, it's from similar types of areas. Chun mezuzah are exempt from mezuzah. It's not made for a respectable dwelling. These are areas that are has some element of filth. Sukkos Chag B'Chag, the hut that we use for Sukkos, on Sukkos itself, even though that is somewhat of a permanence on Sukkos, Ubayish Bespino, or a house on the boat, Paturna Mezuzah, they exempt from the Mezuzah. And the reason is, Lefisha Ein Masum Ladiris Keva, they're not made for permanent dwellings. Shtei Sukkah Shal Yetzim, the two huts of the potters, where in the inner room they would dwell, and that's where they would store their pots, and the outer one they would do the work, and they would take it out to sell over there. So Zulaf and the Mezuzah, it's one within the other. Hachatzayna Paturna Mezuzah, outer one is exempt from Mezuzah, Lefisha Ein Kvu, because it's not permanent. And the reason is because they wouldn't use it so much, they wouldn't eat and sleep over there. And it's not the same thing as a shower that opens up into another room that is obligated mezuzah. The reason for that is because by those, let's say, Beis Shaar, it's a permanent dwelling by day and by night. It just is exempt. But it opens up to something else that would be chayiv. Here, it's totally lacking that element of permanence, and therefore wouldn't even be chayiv from going into another area that is obligated, which is the inner one, is obligated mezuzah. Because that's where they live. Hachanoi Shabbashvakim, regarding the stores in the marketplace, the tourists are exempt from mezuzah. Because they're not permanent for dwelling, they're only for selling, and at nighttime they're locked and the homeowners go home. Halacha Yud. Ba'yis Shishle B'sachim Harbor. What do you do if a room or a house has many openings? Even though he's only usually uses one of the entryways to go in and go out. You have to make a mezuzah. You have to put up the scroll on every single entryway. Pesach cotton shebein bayis la'aliyah, a small opening that goes from the first floor to the second floor. Chayav mezuzah. It's obligated mezuzah. There's a discussion exactly what the novelty in that halacha is. Cheder shebayis. If there's a room in the house, even the room within the room, chayav lasses mezuzah al shar cheder panimi. Which sounds like the chiddush is that even though in the medieval times they weren't that really, generally would be one room, but even if you have another room, you have to make a mezuzah on the gate of the inner room, and on the gate of the outer room, and the gate of the house. They're all made for dwelling, and there's a permanence to them, and therefore they're all considered as, even though one would say, let's say the inner room is where they sleep, but again, that would also be an element of coming and going, and these are all utilized, hence they would have this halacha of Mechayev and the Mezuzah. Halacha Yudalf, Pesach Shemein Beis HaMedrash, if there's an opening between the study hall, or Bein Beis HaKnesset, or from a shul, which either one of those are pater, but Beisai, so there's an opening, there's a door that goes from his apartment to the Beis HaMedrash or the shul. If he usually goes in and out through that opening, because it goes into a private apartment. Pesach Shebein Shnei Batim. Now, regarding an opening that goes between two houses, so which you always put on the right side, which is the right side? These are both apartments. So you go after the hinge of the door, that is Mokam Shatzir Nirimai, the area where you see the hinge, which is the one that the door opens into. Well, Shum Kavinas Mezuzah. Well, that's the one that's considered the primary room or house, and it's the right side of entering into that room that one would put up the mezuzah. Halacha is regarding the area of where we put up the mezuzah. Veichin Kavinas Mezuzah. Where do we attach the mezuzah? So it's betoich Cholot Shal Pesach. It's inside the airspace of the door frame of the entryway. But Tefach Asamach Lachutz, in the hand breadth that's closest to the outside of that doorway. In the beginning of the upper third of the height of the gateway, of the doorway. Now, if you put it up higher than that, share its valid, but as long as you're in the mask of tefach, it has to be at least a hand breadth off, lower down than the lintel. But you have to put it on the right side of how you enter into that room. If you put it on the left side, so it's invalid. An apartment that's owned by partners is chayav mezuzah, obligated mezuzah. Regarding the understanding of what the mezuzah represents. Chayiv odin lizor b'mezuzah. A person has to be careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah. Neshi chayiv esakol, it's an obligation from everyone, tomed, and it's constant. Chosman shikonis v'yetze, and every time that a person will be entering and going out, yifka b'yichad Hashem, will be encountering the unification of God's name, which is Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in the parchments over there, and it has God's name also on it. V'yishka Avaseh, he will call his love, V'yir Mishnaseh, wake up from his slumber, Shkiyas Bavliyazman, and is wasting on his time, his errors and the vanities of time. There's nothing that stays forever and ever and ever, but the knowledge of the rock of the world, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then right away he'll go back to his consciousness, and he'll go in the straight paths. The earlier sages said, whoever has tefillin on his head, with his zorion in his arm, with his big day and the tzitzis on his garment, with his mezuzah bepiskah and the mezuzah on his doorway, he's presumed that he will not sin. Because he has many reminders in his life, all around him. These are the malachim, the emissaries of God that save him from sinning. Shlomo says the pasuk in Tehillim, the malach of Hashem, they rest surrounding those who fear him, and they save him, says the pasuk in Tehillim.